Okay, I'd like to call the coordinating committee to order at, it's 5:35 Pacific time. And we have one agenda item that we're going to be discussing this evening. It is the mandate that we've received from the PNB to provide oversight to the interim ED. So I don't know if folks... Actually, Dave, would you happen to have the motion from the PNB that was in front of you? The mandate.
When was it passed? I can get it.
Gosh, it was, I think, May 23rd session, if that makes sense.
Give me a second.
Somewhere around there. But basically, we were given the authority by the PNB to provide oversight for the interim ED. And so that's something that we need to, I guess, flesh out a little bit more. So I don't know if people have thoughts on that, concerns. We did want to wait to deal with that issue until the PNB took action in terms of proceeding with an interim ED. So now that we're at the point where we're going to interview potentials at the Berkeley PNB meeting, I think it's in order that we figure out, you know, what our oversight is.
I don't have it easily at hand. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay. That was the general gist of it.
Okay.
Just in terms of provide that, you know, we were mandated to provide oversight.
We should call the roll.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. May I do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Julie Rodriguez?
Here.
Ambrose Lane, Donna Warren, Mark Roberts, Ray LaForest,
here.
Wendy Schrell,
here.
Fadi Saba,
here.
Dave Adelson is here. And Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
And Coughlin. Not here. Okay, we have quorum.
Okay, one other agenda item is that we also need to approve the minutes from last meeting. So I think we should handle that first.
Okay. Move to approve the minutes of the meeting from 6, I believe it's 7. Let me check. Hang on, I'll get that.
Can the secretary move his own approval?
Okay, I won't.
I'll move it.
I move the approval. I move it. Okay.
Okay, it's been moved by Wendy. That'd be a second, Patty?
Yeah, that's...
Okay, thanks.
Oh, excuse me. This is for the meeting on 6-1, right? Have we met since 6-1?
I don't believe we have.
Yeah.
No, it was the 6-1 meeting. I thought it was only a week ago. That's my own time lapse.
It may be.
No, I think 6-1 was the last time that we met. I don't think we met. Because the PNB didn't meet last week. That's why we postponed our meeting until after the PNB met.
Okay, yeah, that's it. That was the last one. Okay, so this is meetings from June 1st, which were sent out that same day.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections to approving the minutes from June 1st? Hearing none, we will go ahead and approve the minutes. So moving on to the second agenda item regarding interim ED oversight.
Okay, and by the way, who seconded that? Is that
Fadi.
Wendy? Oh, okay, so Wendy moved it and Fadi seconded it?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Okay.
Okay, so I know that there has been more informal discussions about the oversight of the interim ED. I know that folks are concerned about any major contracts or hiring. I don't know. I don't have sort of a clear idea of a motion at this point, but wanted to kind of throw that out there because I have heard those discussions.
May I speak?
Yeah.
I think that basically the sentiment is that other than basic, Well, I think the first thing we need from the ED is the interim, whoever's serving in that capacity, is a list of the priorities of what they're going to get done, and then just regular reporting on those priorities and agreement that there'll be no entry into major contracts nor major hires without the without being in consultation with the CC during the period, and we can recommend things go to the board as needed.
Okay. Do we want to make a motion at this point, or do people want
to
discuss?
I'd like to discuss more before we do that, because people may have better ways of putting it.
Okay.
I should mention, I know that that the executive search committee had a recommendation as to like the what the interim ED or acting ED should be doing, and but that is essentially. And let me just read you what we kind of agreed to. That's not it. I'm trying to find the right email, so sorry about that, guys. Basically, that mainly the overall role of the interim ED is what the executive search committee felt is should be as a caretaker to accomplish following tasks in no particular order, by the way. In the internal, they'll be handling network financing, contingency, budget planning, deal with immediate challenges facing the fire station.
Can you speak up a little bit, Heidi?
Pardon?
Can you speak up a little bit? Or is it just me?
Can I speak up?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Better.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, here I am. Sorry about that. Handle network financing, deal with immediate challenges facing individual stations, you know, the different fire stations. Facilitate two separate in-person PMUs. We came up with this prior to the Berkeley. We're thinking that the person would have to handle the Berkeley PMB as well. Communicate with affiliates. Negotiate with the FSRN and our Radio for Peace International, RFPI. Help with the hire of the executive director, shepherd transition process for the regular ED, execute PNV directives, and facilitate strategic planning with the PNV. And in terms of external, deal with challenges from CPB and represent Pacifica at conferences and with vendors.
I see it. I just found this is from an email listing executive search committee update.
Yeah.
Do people want me to forward that to,
yeah, that's a good idea.
You folks?
Please.
Maybe that could also be part of the motion, or if people... I just think that it kind of gives some very important tasks, kind of like it makes it more, you know, black and white, ink on paper type of thing.
Please.
So, just in terms of the differences between the two motions that have been put forth, one kind of states or begins to outline what the priorities should be over this interim period. The other one talks about limitations on what the interim can do. Are we looking at presenting a set of priorities or providing limitations or a combination of both?
I think we could combine both. They're not exclusive, Madam Chair.
Okay.
I think we could combine both what Dave had presented, which I think was good, and what I had just mentioned. I think both are worthy.
There's also there was also stuff passed in the when we passed the executive director job description. We had job description, performance objectives, and monitoring procedure. And the monitoring procedure basically described ongoing interaction with the coordinating committee, and probably be good to have that in front of us. I don't know that I do. I'll try and look for it. That would be good to have.
In terms of just regular reporting with the coordinating committee?
Yeah. But I mean, I guess the key thing for me is that I want to be sure that anything that major is coming the board is kept in the loop on it, and we're supposed to be the group that does that. It might be nice to have, you know, us generate written notes from whatever's going on and distribute it to the board. And if we were having, for example, biweekly meetings where we could just be apprised of whatever issues are, you know, maybe some people want to do monthly instead of biweekly, but I think biweekly might be a good idea. And then we would just take notes and send it out to the full board so that everybody would be kept abreast of what's going on.
That would be important. I know that the executive search committee had asked that at the very least monthly meeting, but that the coordinating committee has the authority to choose whether they want more than two meetings, more than one meeting a month.
I'm having trouble hearing you, Fadi.
Pardon?
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, sorry about that again.
Okay.
The executive search committee felt that at the very least one meeting per month, but that it could be more than that for the coordinating committee. It's up to this committee to make that determination. But they felt at the very least one meeting per month.
Okay, so it seems like we have somewhat of a loose motion in the works. I don't know if someone wants to begin to put it together at this point.
I was waiting
for
Dave. This is where I'm sorry.
Okay. Go for it.
Oh, I was waiting for Dave's email. I didn't see it yet. I'm looking at motion adopted by the board on 531. Is it the one you were referring to that talks about the role of the coordinating committee facilitating coordination between the PNB and executive transition team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it what you were talking about, David?
No, I had sent around what the executive search committee had sent. That was what Julie was asking about. That motion you've got there is what Julie was wanting. Can you read that or send it?
Yet.
Someone talk to me or no?
Anybody got it yet?
I am. But so the basic, by the way, in the key tasks that the ESC did, several of these belong with other committees. For example, the internal stuff, handle network financing and contingency budget planning, that really should be going through the finance committee. Help with the hiring of the ED, that should go with the executive search committee. The shepherding transition process to ED. Then there's negotiate with Free Speech Radio News and RFPI. There's a negotiating team already, so that should be in with it. So it looks to me like one of the things we might have a recommendation for is breaking out each of these tasks that the ESC identified and saying, you know, who's our recommendation that, for example, number one is handled by finance, number two might be in collaboration with the coordinating committee, and three also, four also, five with the team for the negotiating team, six and seven with the executive search committee. And eight and nine, we would deal with them and the external, you know, report on the external.
That's fair.
And that our task would be to regular reporting of you know, meetings with the interim during the interim period.
Well, Dave, one question that I have along those lines is that, I mean, don't we as a coordinating committee have the authority to shoot stuff over to committee if it needs to be? And at this point, we would just be coordinating information. So if there's no action in terms of finance stuff, well, I guess, I mean, they're reporting to finance anyway. So there would just be double reporting to us.
Well, Lonnie is going to, one way or another, Lonnie is going to be on, is really the point person on network finance, and he's
mm-hmm.
already on the finance committee. And will be there, I imagine, sitting in regardless of whether he ends up as interim ED or is staying in the CFO position during that period. So
yeah.
That seems to me to be pretty straightforward. But none of this deals with the notion of, just as a for instance, we're having a bylaws convention. At some point, it's going to be necessary possibly to, make arrangements for that bylaws convention. Presumably, they would let us, that's going to fall on the ED. That's going to be something that we'll want, to have some interaction with, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
I don't mean to be a spoiler. Sorry, Dave, I'm having trouble following the discussion without the document in front of me.
You didn't get it yet?
No.
I will send it again. I'll forward it.
This is something from Fatty?
No, I just sent you something, and I sent it to your Hotmail address. Is that correct?
Oh, no, I don't use that. I haven't used that for a long time. That's why.
What is it?
It's LaForestRay at
you're on...
Yeah.
LaForestRay
at Yahoo.
Okay. Okay, it's on its way to you, and I'll change that on my nickname list.
Thanks. Now, what is the date on that recommendation, that email from the committee?
I just forwarded you the excerpt of it, so it's today's date.
Now, I'm saying, when was it sent originally to the board?
Oh, it was sent... It was sent a long time ago.
Let me look.
It was most recently resent. I think a week ago. I think Bob Letterer may have sent it out again one more time.
I'm looking for it. I'll give it to you as soon as I can. Turn it?
Yes. So at this point, do we want to formulate a motion? We can still obviously continue discussion on it.
I just think we should say that we're going to meet biweekly during the transition period and monitor the achievement of the key tasks identified by the Executive Search Committee and other board motions and report on developments to the board, and that we would request that any major contracts in which that no major contracts would be entered into without board approval.
Okay. Is there a second to Dave's motion?
Second. I will second that, hoping that the key task that was sent out would be also a secondary part of this motion, maybe. That we could divvy up to various committees. Am I making sense at all?
I'm typing, so I'm not hearing it.
Can you repeat that, buddy? I'm sorry, it was a little unclear. That you want
I will second, and I also would like to see that the key task of the Executive Search Committee put together be part of that. And then the various components of those key tasks would be divvied up to the Finance Committee and the Coordinating Committee, such as what Dave had mentioned earlier. So essentially the motion would be both Dave original and my presentation of the Executive Search Committee proposal.
Okay. So you want the priorities articulated in this motion
I'm not gonna be stickler. If that's not gonna work out, that's fine. I'll just stick with Dave, but I just think it'd be good.
Just so that we all understand the sentiment behind the motion.
Exactly.
Okay. Great. So is there any discussion on the motion? Or I should say further discussion.
Can I hear the motion again, sorry?
I think Dave's actually typing it out right now.
I haven't
been able to get your stuff, I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
with somebody else. Yes.
So what was the modification?
Dave, the modification was to add the key tab. That's all.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, so those key tasks are what I just sent everybody in the email.
At me.
No, I sent it to you. You should have it by now.
LaForestSpray@Yahoo.
Oh, damn. I spelled it wrong. Hold on.
We will get it to you, Ray.
Take that long, usually.
I put one too many S's in. It was Last Forest.
Oh.
Okay, you'll have it any minute now.
And then, Dave, when you get a sec, if you could reread it.
Okay, the key tasks that the ESC... has enumerated are internal: 1, handle network financing and contingency budget planning; 2, deal with immediate challenges facing individual stations; 3, facilitate 2 in-person PNB meetings; 4, communicate with affiliates; 5, negotiate with Free Speech Radio News and Radio for Peace International; 6, help with the hire of the ED, of the regular ED; 7, shepherd transition process to regular ED; 8, execute PNB directives; 9, facilitate strategic planning with the PNB. External issues were dealing with challenges from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and representing Pacifica at conferences and with vendors. So I assume that includes Grassroots Radio Conference, NFCB, although NFCB's already passed, but GRC's this summer. And we might want to add something in there that says that, well, let's just leave it that way. We should say something that says we recognize that other board committees will be directly involved with the monitoring as well of a number of these items.
Pension finance and...
Yeah. How about if we enumerate? We recognize that the primary oversight mechanism for a number of these goals will be accomplished by other board committees. And I'm saying specifically including... 1 should be finance committee. That's the 5 is the FSRN RFPI negotiating team. 6 and 7 and 7 would be with the exec director, the ED search committee. And the rest of them are with us. So as it stands right now, it says that the coordinating committee will meet biweekly with the interim ED to monitor achievement of the key tasks identified by the ED search committee and will report on progress to the PMB after each meeting as part of the coordinating committee meeting minutes. The interim ED will not enter into any major contracts without PMB approval. Then I list the key tasks and say we recognize that the primary oversight mechanism for a number of these goals will be accomplished by other board committees, including 1 will be the finance committee, 5 will be FSRN RFPI, negotiating team 6 and 7, ED search committee.
Okie dokie. Are there any Is there any further discussion on this? Or no, clarification?
I think this is very good.
Hello?
Yes?
I'm looking at the resolutions that were passed on 5/23. That's what I was asking when this was sent. When was this sent, by the way, originally?
The ESC recommendations. Hang on, let me look. I'll get it. I just had it. Hang on.
It was about a month ago.
I'll give you the exact date.
But I'm saying, I'm looking at different tasks here for the transition team.
It was originally sent May on by Mark Roberts on May 9th.
Okay. So I'm looking for role for the transition team looking at two motions there from 5/23 and 5/31 that seem to incorporate some of those tasks right here.
True.
So that's why I'm wondering if this document is still valid.
Well, Ray...
Because we've moved past that since then. We've had action taken by the board itself.
True, Ray.
Yes.
This is Daddy speaking. It's true that when the Executive Search Committee presented this to the PNB on May 9th, which is a Monday, it was done so when we were looking at just one person, not a transition team or transition plan concept. At that meeting, this was approved, and so was the concept of a transition plan, looking into the concept of a transition plan. Not yesterday, but a week before yesterday, I had asked for a revote on the transition team, because the week prior to that, I felt that I had been misled. So that's still in flux. We're not sure what that will happen with that. In either event, the key task of what we're calling in that resolution right now, the IED, is still the same as the key task of the acting ED of the transition team. I mean, it's still in place. We still need to take care of those things. RCI, SSRN, all of those things.
Hello? Actually, one of the questions I had was this motion, the way I framed it, has us meeting with the interim ED, but do we want to meet with members of...
Team.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that would provide more clarification, because in the event that it is just one individual, that individual would still be the transition team. In the event that it's many people, it's more than just the AD.
Like, this is Ray. The point I'm trying to make is that this is very broad, and the motions that the board passed after assigned, you know, does it let the person hang out and be responsible for those tasks? Make it a team effort. So the way, if we vote for it the way it is now, you're right, the transition team has not been voted yet, but we cannot assume that it won't be. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to close the door to it, so that if we do vote for it, then all the tasks that the transition team would have accomplished would have already been assigned to the executive director.
Well, so how should we
interim executive
alter
director.
The motion to fix that?
I think we just replace the interim ED with transition team.
Does that do it for you, Ray?
That would do it, yes.
Okay.
And it would include this individual. If there's only one person, then that's fine.
Okay, so I'm just going to say motion amended to substitute... motion to amend meet with the what is it called, the transition team.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, is it called the
Yeah, because the way the transition team was defined, it included the interim executive director.
Well, is it going... So, question, are we going to be able to meet biweekly with... What is it? The transition team, my understanding is it's like four or five people, and more than that, right?
Six people, seven people. It's all five GMs, the interim or acting ED, and affiliates, the director.
Should we meet biweekly with the ED and then monthly with the transition team?
Where is that mentioned again? I'm looking at them so quickly, I'm missing. Are you referring to the 531 or the 523 resolution? Dave?
I'm not looking at either one.
Oh, I see. You're talking about
Fatty's language.
Functionality.
Yeah, I mean, I was just switching the language meet biweekly with the transition team for meet biweekly with interim ED, and then Fatty was saying that includes... How many people, Fatty?
I believe it's six people.
So is that even going to be, you know, doable, or are people going to just...
Yeah, including, I mean, our committee. So it's a total of, 11 people?
Yeah, because the reality of it is we are so over-meetinged right now that, you know, a lot of times more meetings actually means less gets done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess there's a couple of ways that we can take this. We could try to do monthly meetings with the entire transition team, like you suggested, Dave, and biweekly with the interim ED, in the event that there are things between the monthly meetings that need to be discussed, and that, you know, that we can leave a little bit flexible.
The other thing is we could just request a biweekly report from the ED, a memorandum. And
monthly meetings.
And have monthly meetings.
Yeah. I think that might make more sense considering the logistics of trying to get everyone on the phone every other week. How do folks feel about that?
I like that.
Yeah. Now, do people have the 531 resolution in front of them? That was the last one we did. Or maybe I should read it if you want me to.
Yes.
So, I feel like I used to reverse before. I didn't have the other document in front of me. I'll try to read it with almost no accent. It was adopted 531. The PNB Coordinating Committee, we facilitate coordinating between the PNB and the Executive Transition Team. The Acting Executive Director and the Acting CFO will provide the Coordinating Committee with monthly updates on major developments within the Foundation, major decisions on the of the transition team, and any proposed new policies for PNB review. During the transition period, the coordinating committee will meet prior to each PNB teleconference or in-person meeting, preferably at least a week prior, and if needed, recommend any action to the PNB based on the team's updates or directly refer items in its discretion to other committees. The coordinating committee may, in its discretion, request the presence of other transition team members on its conference calls.
That covers it. That's fine.
Yeah.
We don't really need to do anything beyond that, do we?
Ray, you said that was what we've already passed?
Adopted 531.
Damn, we're good.
We adopted this at the PNB. It was presented by the Executive Search Committee.
Yes.
What we didn't adopt is the boundaries of this acting/interim executive director, which is what we began working with.
Yes.
So, and that's what Dave's resolution or motion and the Executive Search Committee's e-tasks were basically trying to encompass.
The one we're looking at now?
Yes. That plus what Dave had mentioned.
You mean the business about major contracts? Or are you the
yes,
key task
about
thing?
Major contracts and hires.
So from Dave's motion, it seems like all we need to do is take out the issue around the meetings biweekly and just leave the transition team you know, authority, or I don't know what the best language would be, but since the meeting scheduling has already been passed by the PMB, that's not something that we need to discuss in this motion. It's just a matter of what are the limitations or authority of the transition team at this point, moving forward during the transition period.
Ray, can you email me that what you read, and I'll incorporate it into the minutes?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Okay, should I send it to everybody or just to Bob?
David's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave's fine, because then he'll send it out in a minute.
All right.
At this point, do we want to read then what, again, the motion, and then we can go ahead and...
Well, I mean, I think basically did that motion supersedes everything except for, so I think we should just scrap this and just say we recommend that the interim ED not enter into any major contracts or new hires without, you know, board approval.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on this motion?
And I just want to clarify that we have already approved the hiring of an HR director, so... I guess the one question is, when we say board approval, does that mean approval to go ahead with a hiring process, or does it mean we're approving the people hired? For me, it's, you know, that we approve the hiring process, not the hire.
Yeah, I think it is the way that I would take it, would be the hiring process as well.
To be clear, this is Ray. Are you saying that the decision would be that of the committee and...
No, the board.
I'm sorry?
The board.
So you're saying that the individual chosen would not be done, that wouldn't be done by the board, but the process would?
Yeah, that we, for whatever it is, for whatever the hire is, we agree on what the hiring process is. And for some things, it may be just, you know, you go do it. For other things, there may be something else involved.
Well, I'm sorry, maybe I'm missing something. I thought that the board would be involved in both approving the process and doing the selection.
That's okay. I just... You know, people are always so sensitive about this issue of whether the board is micromanaging.
Because I can tell you the last time around, the board chose Dan Kaufman based on recommendation of the committee.
What was that, Rolani?
I guess I'll weigh in here. I'm trying not to, but I should. I don't think the board should approve the individual being hired. I think that's a precedent. And hasn't been done before, as far as I know. And I think that I'm not sure if that was the intent of the resolution either. So I think we would be treading. We should tread carefully there. The only other comment that I would have is around the issue of a sensitive issue of. Having the coordinating committee morph into an executive committee. I think we have to be real careful with that, at least in terms of the appearance. I think we'll get some feedback on that. We're not careful to clearly outline what the duties of the coordinating committee are in this period. So those are the two things that came up for me.
Can I respond?
Well, I just wanted to clarify that we were talking about, in particular, the hire of the HR director, since that's already been approved by the board, but that we would limit the authority of the interim ED / transition team to any new hires. Is that correct?
Well, I heard Ray speak to both the process and approving the person ultimately hired. And, well, that needs clarified, yes. That's why I thought I'd speak at that point.
Okay. Thanks, Bonnie. So, is there a further discussion on the motion before us?
I'm sorry. Are we still... I put it on mute so I can put speaker on. This is Ray. Are we still talking about the executive director, though? That's what I was referring to earlier.
No.
The board's definitely going to be involved in that hire. But the question is, like, there's an HR director that we said we want hired. So the question is, would the board have a role in the hiring, defining the hiring process? Would it have a role in choosing the person? And, you know, what I was thinking is any new hire should be authorized by the board. Possibly there's a hiring process, but I don't know that that means very much. So the only question that remains is whether if we had a transition team. Well, actually, in terms of hiring process, it's a good question. Would the interim ED make that choice, or would the transition team make that choice? Well, maybe we would want to look at that if a hire issue comes up. But, you know, presumably if we've also talked about the idea of having temp help for the national office during that period. So I just want to know that, yeah, we hired somebody from so-and-so, and they're going to be here for so-and-so. You know what I mean?
I appreciate Lonnie's comments around this not morphing into an executive committee. So I think at this point, I don't know if we have the authority to necessarily define what our purview is in terms of the hiring process or the hire of an HR director, but that what our role is right now is to limit or to set parameters in terms of the interim ED. And I think when the question of the HR director comes up, that's something that needs to go to the entire board.
Yeah, but none of this stuff presumes, or I was not suggesting that we as a coordinating committee would dictate any of this. We are the communication link. We're the place where these things get reported, and we do the reporting then to the full board. The point that I was saying we recommend, and it is within our authority to recommend this for board approval, is the notion that during this period, there are certain things, the entry into new contracts and hiring, that the board should be in the loop on, as opposed to just being told we've gone ahead and done it now.
Oh, definitely.
That was the intent. And so the intent was no entry into major contracts without PMB approval. And then the other is no major hires, and by a major hire I mean basically a long-term salaried person without board approval of the position. And then the question was, should we also be approving some hiring process, like, for example, the transition team decides vis-a-vis the interim ED decides.
But I guess the point that I was trying to make is if we pass the motion at hand, regardless of, you know, that the PMB needs to be, involved in whatever new hires there are, so that at that point, if there are new hires or when there are new hires, that would go to the board.
Right.
Okay. That's what I was trying to clarify.
But is the motion that the approval of the position goes to the board, or should we just finesse it and just say that let the board deal with it when it comes up, if it comes up?
That would be my recommendation, because again, without having a tangible, concrete sort of thing in front of me around the higher position, it's hard to... I guess it's hard for me to really, to be able to flesh it out the way that we're trying to. And maybe I'm just, and I apologize if I'm the source of the confusion at this point, or the root of it. But what I'm trying to say is that I think the motion that we have before us suffices for what we need to accomplish right now, and that regardless, the board's going to be involved in that next step. And so at that point is when we'll deal with it. But again, I want to make sure that that's clear, that we have clarity with what's before us right now.
Hey, can you guys read the motion? My phone died immediately after I got on the call, and I'm not sure what the motion is.
The CC recommends the interim ED shall not enter into major contracts or make major new hires without PMB approval.
Okay.
But for me, I don't know, that's pretty straightforward. And I think regardless, like, we stayed in there that the PMB needs to be involved.
Yeah, can we vote?
No, well, I have one question I wanted to ask David. I believe we did that before. Dave mentioned to major contract. I wanted to be clear as to what that meant.
Yeah.
Also, you said that that we should be involved with permanent hiring. You mean on the administrative level, on the, you know what I'm saying, administrators. You don't mean that if they had a secretary permanently that we would be involved there. So maybe we should specify that we're talking about upper echelon personnel.
Yeah, do you have a good way to do that, a recommendation?
Can you read it? What is that?
I just said major new hires. So for me, an HR director, a program, a national programming coordinator, you know.
That would definitely be here.
Yeah, I mean, something that changes your budget.
So would administrative staff include all those?
Well, if they're I don't know. What do you think, Lonnie?
Well, to be consistent with the bylaws, because you remember you have the LSBs involved in the hiring process, too.
Oh, but this is national.
Yeah, you'd have to specify. See, if you're working with an entire transition team, and say the transition team puts up a new PD, a new HR person coming from the national office, say, their question is going to be, well, does that apply to administrative staff at all five stations? Will the coordinating committee be reviewing those as well? Will the PMB be reviewing those as well? So we should, you know, circumscribe what the proposal is. Otherwise, it's wide open right now. Also, there's no time limit on this. There should be a time period where this activity that the coordinating committee is proposing, where they'll be involved. And where it ends. Does it end with the interim?
Yeah. This is all says interim. The interim.
Yeah, so that period would be during the period of the interim. That would be, I think, important to some people to know that this is proposed for the interim period. And
that's in there in the way it's framed because it says the interim ED.
Okay. All right, but I wasn't at that meeting where this was done, so I'm...
Oh, no, this is a motion we're considering now.
Yeah. All right. So those would be the two things that I would mention is that what I'm hearing is two points. One, that the existing motion passed, I think Ray mentioned May 21st or May 3rd or wherever that was, is the one that this group is seeking to operate under, with an additional motion that would add the provisos around major contracts and major hires. I think we should leave it sort of open-ended right now and not try to get too specific and have the PNB give input as a recommendation is made for them to finish it off in terms of what they feel might be appropriate.
One thing that I would add, Dave, is maybe for any new major hires on the national level,
Well, I think it's implicit because the interim ED only hires people at the national level and the managers of the unit. The unit managers hire everybody underneath them.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, I mean, I don't know that we need any further clarification.
Well, this is Ray. As I said, I wasn't sure what major. I mean, as I said, you see, as a labor organizer, I have to live with, painfully sometimes, with everything that we put and don't define.
Yeah.
We have huge fights after. Sometimes it suits my purpose, but sometimes I don't want it. So, on hindsight, it's always said, well, if we had agreed, that's really a simple question. We could have resolved it by just saying what we meant.
What about if we say that the ED, that the interim ED will notify the coordinating committee prior to entry into any contracts or new hires?
Can I say something?
And that if the ED and that if the coordinating committee determines that this is a major contract or hire, it will go before the board prior to its execution.
Can I ask or say something? Okay, I mean, the way I understand it, the National Board approves the budget for the National Office, which includes the stations as well, but we're concerned about the national office here. So we approve a budget. We know how much money over the year that we expect to pay for salaries. I don't understand how any major hire could be made that was unbudgeted without getting approval from the board anyway. I know it's been done in the past, but that isn't how normal organizations work. They have to go to the board for approval to do anything major that's unbudgeted, like hiring another person. Am I wrong on that?
Well, for example, the HR director is a budgeted item that's going to be hired. So one question is the interim ED going to be responsible for hiring our permanent HR director, or, for example, is the that going to be the transition team's decision? That's up in the air right now. However, given my understanding of our bylaws and the law, without any other provision to the effect, it would just be the interim ED's decision who became our HR director. So do we want to, I think the idea of this is, on a case-by-case basis, having the PMB look at it and saying, look, do we want more input than just the interim ED, who may or may not be here in the long run, but the whole transition team is going to be around for a while, right? They all work here and have long-term commitment to the foundation. So
I'd like to call the question on the motion.
They do it. As a point of order in committee meetings, you can't close debate until everybody's spoken and satisfied with it.
Speaking of that, I was really worried about major. I mean, I prefer that actually to the latest proposal, because what your latest proposal would say that they would have to check with every hire and any contract, no matter how silly it is. And the contract could be defined as, you know, something like that costs $100.
Yeah.
So in this case, I'd rather keep the major. I just wanted to define.
Okay, how about major? Is anything over what? Pick a number.
$10,000.
$10,000. Okay.
Is that workable, Lonnie? $10,000 seems like a good number?
Yeah, I think that's workable.
Okay, so what's a major new hire? A permanent position?
With the foundation.
Well, new here means I'm assuming now unbudgeted. Is that the understanding?
No. Like, for example, we have in the budget, we've budgeted for an HR director and a national program coordinator. That actually is on the books as of, I guess, March.
Yeah. Well, my understanding is that since they're on the books already, the board has already approved those positions.
Mm-hmm.
The decision to hire taken separately is a separate decision. So the board's already approved the position, so presumably the funds to hire them. What I'm hearing is that given the interim situation, there's a need for an extra step in the process, that is, to review before the hire, right? Because it's already been approved.
Maybe we should short-circuit some of this by just saying that what we want is for the transition team to be involved, or something about the transition team, and more than just the ED alone being involved in such hires.
Well, I think that there's no harm in having the decision. The decision's been made. The board has approved the funds, and presumably it's in the budget. What I'm hearing is a need for extra caution at the point of the hire with a new person on board, and that the team input might be useful.
Right.
So I don't have a problem with that. I think that if we clarify that's the intent, that it's not about the decision to hire. It's about moving, because the budget is approved. The board has said you got money for an HR person. But before you make the actual hire or the offer, I guess, in this case, it might be something that could be placed before the transition team for review. Review and approval is where we are stuck. Is it review or is it approval? So that's why I think some of the ambiguity is coming in. Is it review or is it approval? I don't know. That's tough. I don't have a clear answer to that one, you know.
I'd like to say something else. I'm not at this point, well, I guess we're all saying that, is I'm not sure what this interim ED is going to be doing then. If we're not going to allow, I mean, I think the relationship should be with the board and the interim ED. The transition team, now we voted for that before we had decided to interview any other people. Now we have some interviews, and so I'm really not sold on that whole transition team thing anymore. But obviously, whoever this person is, they're going to be working with the people that we've already identified would be part of a transition team. So, I mean, I think that the interim ED is accountable to the board. The transition team, they all basically all work for the interim ED.
Now, that's how we functioned before, normally, Wendy. That's true. But what I was hearing Dave say and some of the other folks say is that given this special circumstance of an interim who may or may not be familiar with Pacifica, that crucial decisions maybe should have broader input and consultation.
Exactly.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
So, I mean, that's just that's what I'm understanding is the sort of the model on the table before us. You know, are we going to do it the old way, or the way the ED is, the interim ED and the ED responsible for those hires? Or are we going to say this is a special circumstance and we're making the suggestion to have an extra step and in the review process so that the best minds are placed on the problem?
Well, by the way, I'm thinking we should break this in two pieces because the first piece seems easy. The CC recommends, one, that the interim ED shall not enter into major contracts over $10,000, without PMB approval. So that's the first thing. The second thing has to do with hiring process, and that's a little touchier, a little more difficult.
So shall we go ahead and vote on the first motion so we can get that off the table?
Yeah, can we do that?
Can we clarify, like a clarification on that motion, Dave, if I could?
Okay.
Well, $10,000 contract without approval. Is that the language or is it prior approval?
It just says without PMB approval.
Okay. Is it that it would be items that are not in the budget that would be brought to the PMB, or is it? Let's say you had existing contracts or one that are in the budget. I'm assuming that they would not be a part of that proviso.
Well, let me give a key example. We have a directors and officers insurance policy.
Yeah.
And so that's in the budget. But I would like, for example, us to have a look at what we're being entered into on that. Why is that important? Well, an insurance policy may have various exclusions. There may be various things in there that somebody without the history with the foundation may not be in a position to evaluate in the same way that people who have been around a long time would. Particularly in that case, it affects the foundation, what our insurance coverage is. I wouldn't want an interim ED who lacks that history to enter into that contract without the board actually looking at that contract first. That's the biggest kind of thing in my mind. Other things like, you know, the contracting with a hotel for a board meeting, you know, please keep it away from me. I don't care. If we are going to enter into a contract, for example, with an internet service provider to do hosting for all of the foundation internet, you know, bandwidth, a hosting company and bandwidth. Well, that's kind of in between. You know, what kind of thing are we contracting for? Those sorts of things. It would be nice. What I'd really like is to be told ahead of time. There's this contract that's coming.